counting down the top 10 stories to keep an eye on once training camp begins in 2014. Again, with Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. For the next couple of minutes, we're going to talk about the rookies that are on this roster. Andrew, I want to start with you, wondering, with what this team does in the offseason, do rookies have to be ready to go come week one like a lot of other teams? And let's start with that first-round pick. How much do you expect him to go once camp gets going, and will he line up and play the Colts?
Oh, I think he has to go plenty. I mean, Bradley Roby, he filled a need right away. I mean, he was not only the best player available, as John Elway discussed at the time of the draft, but he looked at the cornerback depth chart. You had Chris Harris coming off torn ACL, Aqib Talib, obviously big free agent in the mix, and Kayvon Webster coming back this year. But you need three, four, even five good quality cornerbacks to get through. And with Chris Harris coming back from the ACL, you don't know how many snaps he's going to be able to play right away in week one. So certainly, I think barring injury, Bradley Roby is going to have a significant role when the Broncos play the Colts in September.
Broncos had every single one of their draft picks signed before they wrapped up minicamp. One of those guys, Cody Latimer, even though he was kind of limited since he got here after the draft, through minicamp, saw him doing a little bit more. He's got a lot of great wide receivers around him who he knows he can learn from, but Phil, he wants to do everything he can, even though it's really deep right there. Remember, went out and got Emmanuel Sanders. Yep. He wants to make sure he's ready because Peyton's going to throw to him when he's out there getting his reps.
Yeah, Chris, he said that he's actually playing a little bit of catch-up, you know, with his foot injury. But the one thing that Peyton Manning said is that Cody Latimer is not afraid to just raise his hand up and say, hey, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing here. And that's so important for a rookie wide receiver, especially coming into this system. But the one thing that you notice about Latimer is that he doesn't drop a lot of balls in practice. He's got those sure hands. He's a bigger guy, 6'2", 215. And last year at Indiana, he caught he had a thousand yards receiving, so you know that he's capable when thrown to. He can make the play. Not sure how involved he'll be this year, but definitely down the line, a big guy like that, you know that that's something that every team would like to have.
Yeah, he will have the opportunity to learn, and of course, learn plenty once he's got a defender across from him. Maybe it's Roby, maybe it's Aqib Talib. Who knows? When they line up for one-on-ones against each other, 7-on-7 in team drills, once training camp begins. We're looking forward to that, counting down plenty more storylines as we get closer to the end of July, and you'll find all of those right here on DenverBroncos.com.